At a logistics hub outside the capital, Doha, ambulance staff prepare hundreds of medical packs for use during the World Cup. They'll be sent each day to clinical teams working at stadiums, fan zones, hotels and entertainment venues. In crowded areas, mobile teams of paramedics will use golf carts, scooters and bicycles to get to patients quickly.
My advice to any of the fans, when you need healthcare, please ask for the nearest clinic around you, because there will be such provision easily accessible for you. And these will provide also healthcare free of charge, because they will tackle the urgent care need for the fans.
Qatar's healthcare capacity has increased significantly in the last decade, with 10 new hospitals and 16 additional primary healthcare centres. It has the biggest emergency and trauma centre in the region, and extra staff have been hired for the World Cup.
For the infrastructure, we have expanded. We can accommodate a large number of the population. In addition to the infrastructure, we have to talk about the workforce. So we have a very highly skilled workforce that is multinational, speaks many languages, to take care of our patients and visitors.
Qatar's emergency services have also expanded in recent years and include specialist teams which airlift patients to hospital.
These two air ambulances are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They bring critically ill and injured patients here to Hamad General Hospital, the main trauma centre in Qatar.
In preparation for the World Cup, authorities say they've left nothing to chance. They've invested in state-of-the-art equipment such as this mobile field hospital. If needed, it can be set up in 15 minutes. There'll be one deployed to each stadium on match days. If a major incident does occur, medical staff will examine patients in a blue tent. Those who are critically ill will be transferred to a red tent, which contains defibrillators and oxygen tanks. Seriously ill patients will be moved to a yellow tent, and those with minor injuries to a green one. Alongside each field hospital is a command centre from where authorities can coordinate an emergency response. Health leaders have prepared for all eventualities but hope none of this will be needed. They say they have the capability to provide a world-class health service for anyone who needs it. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera, Doha.